Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We got carried away visiting over here. Forgot we're doing a radio show, so
here we are, and we're back.
So thanks for joining us again. We're glad that you joined us.
That's right. Make sure that if you'd like to join in the conversation, go to facebook.com/TheMusicRowShow.
Did you just say forward splash?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. I'm in a very aquatic mood today. don't judge me.
You did just say swimming.
We were just talking about swimming. So yes, forward splash, The Music Row Show.
Sweet.
Or you can find us on the Twitters at The Music Row Show. Or you can check out Instagram later and find pictures and,
and all that good stuff.
Hey, Peyton, will you help Zach?
He's stuck. He's like, how do I get out of here?
I can't leave.
Let
I want to
out.
Leave. But So anyways, that's how you get a hold of us. And Hino, please tell us about tonight's guest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we are thrilled to visit with the lovely ladies of Farewell Angelinas, an all-female country group featuring four powerhouse vocalists, dynamic songwriters, and I may say badass multi-instrumentalists. They are Nicole Witt, a hit songwriter for many, many artists, a renowned fiddle mando virtuoso, i.e. badass.
Can you be saying that on the radio?
I'm saying it anyway. Andrew Young. And then we got also recording artist and background vocalist Lisa Torres, and ACM and Tony Award nominee and stellar, i.e. badass, guitarist Lauren Lucas.
So, if I get a call from Chris Kulik, I'm going to kick your...
Well, anyway, together their blend of harmonies have generated audience enthusiasm that's spreading far and wide, and we are very thrilled to be able to say, ladies of Farewell Angelina, welcome to the Music Road
Yay!
Show.
Yay! Listen to that crowd.
Yeah, well, it's they brought their own
crowd. We actually do have a wonderful crowd.
There you go, yeah. Well, you kind of are your own crowd. I mean, there's so many of you. So,
I know, with four of you. Farewell Angelina. Yay! Listen to that. My gosh.
Man.
Party.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Producer Logan.
Yay!
Oh, well. So, okay.
Yeah, you had to take it just
so how does the... I took it just one step too far.
Yeah.
How does this step... how does this idea for the band even start? And who... How did The Rock even get rolling for you guys?
That'd be Nicole Witt.
Well, I've been, you know, singing...
Come on up to that mic there. There we go.
Singing and writing songs, and frankly was just kind of bored doing it by myself. And I knew these guys, and they're... awesome.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
It just felt like the right time, the right moment to run with this thing, and it's been so fun. We are having so much fun. So,
yeah.
So really, you just said I'm bored writing. I want to do something different.
Yeah, and I was touring as a solo artist, and I was kind of like, I don't know, kind of bored. So,
yeah,
interesting.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, I was actually going to ask you guys that. How hard was it for any of y'all to give up on the solo thing and decide to be part of a group? I mean, what's the difference in mentality that you have to shift?
I think this is Lisa. Hey, guys.
Hi, Lisa.
I think that it's definitely a different mentality, like you said. When Andrea approached me about it, it was the
last... attacked her at a bachelorette party.
She did.
Uh-huh. Nice.
It's a great story.
Was it your bachelorette party?
It was not, but I was hosting the bachelorette party for my very soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And she just kind of cornered me and was like, so what are you doing? How's your career going?
Let's have margaritas.
Yes. But so when she approached me, it was definitely not anything on my radar, nothing that I had really thought about ever wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
But... like Nicole said, timing is everything. And when an opportunity like this falls in your lap, you'd be stupid not to jump on it.
I guess
as quickly as possible. And so I met with the girls and we sat around Nicole's kitchen table, and it just, it was so easy and comfortable. We immediately started singing, and you know, everything's kind of evolved from that, and it's been very organic. We all have known each other for many, many years, mm-hmm. And admired each other. And so I think that it made all of that made the transition a lot easier. I'm an artist, mm-hmm. period. And I love getting to be on stage with everybody. And I don't miss the solo thing. I get my moment to shine, but I also get to enjoy watching them shine too. So
there's actually an excitement in collaborating with each other.
Like so
putting
much.
The things together and figuring out who's going to sing what, and who's going to play what, and who
no
brought
egos
the song, or are we
too.
Writing the songs together, or whatever it is. There's a genuine excitement about
That's
that.
That's awesome. Well, you know, they have powder for that shining thing now.
I've so, heard. Yeah. I should probably get that.
Andrea, you were groomed for a symphonic life. Is that a fair statement?
That is so yes. fair.
Is that a fair statement?
That's actually really strong.
Yeah. Oh, Mama Young was starting yes. her early.
And you ended up honky-tonking in Nashville and playing for everybody.
Well, not everybody.
Well,
but
a lot of people.
It does have standards,
a lot of
Scott,
people.
Come on.
But how does that happen, and how supportive was the family of the slight career shift?
Well, my mom was building her own string quartet. I have three younger sisters that all play. And
okay.
We all played together, which involved many fights amongst ourselves.
Okay.
There was not the excitement to collaborate like there is in this band.
I'm first chair.
You weren't as excited to, wasn't as excited to watch them shine.
Yes. So I don't think, you know, I think she had just wanted me to follow my dream, whatever that happened to be. And my dad was trying to get me to do country music, and I charged him $5 a song. There was a lot
wow.
of Rocky Top involved, mm-hmm. and it was $5 a hit. So he was thrilled. As soon as he found out I was really starting to get interested in doing country music, he was like, oh, thank goodness. I've been waiting for this.
So you did it basically because you figured that's where the money was, since you were so used to getting $5.
I know, and now I'm really questioning it. What did I do? But yeah, so I mean, I still practice all the classical music, and I still enjoy it. But you know, mm-hmm. this is where my heart is, in
yeah.
country for sure.
So how was mom with that?
Mom was great with it. They come to the shows.
Yeah.
She is our biggest fan on social media she as is. Well.
Awesome. Yes.
Hey, Catherine.
Shout out to Catherine.
We know you're listening.
Catherine's going, why is that man asking questions about me?
Oh, no, she's not. She knows why. My mom's listening, too, and she definitely battles for our biggest social media fan as well. So, hi, Mom.
That's fair. Didn't mean to offend you, Linda. Sorry.
Wow. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Mom as well.
Well, and Nicole's
right.
mom
my
is
mom.
In there,
my
too.
Mom's listening as
Let's
well.
Let's be honest.
You know what? My mom's listening, too, in Oregon. So, hi, Mom.
And I got to say, my mom's not listening.
No.
She's like, are you still doing that show?
Yeah.
That's
nice.
That's nice. It's going to really go good for you someday, son.
Someday. Oh, man. So, Lisa, you've won several songwriting competitions over the years. What does that do for you creatively?
Oh.
That kind of recognition.
Yeah, it was, I was very honored, obviously. But it definitely inspired me and motivated me to work even harder and really to stick with songwriting, mm-hmm. because songwriting was definitely the kind of the last component. I knew how to be on stage. I knew how to sing. I loved all of that. But it wasn't until a producer started working with me just out of high school. He goes, do you write? I literally just started laughing at him. I said, no, what do you mean? Do I write? He said, do you write songs? I said, no, not at all. He goes, well, why don't you go home and write some songs? So I didn't play an instrument at the time. And so I literally at work at Castaic Lake, for those of you who are listening in California.
Yes.
I would spend my slow days singing into a tape recorder that I had, a little handheld tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the bug, and it went off from there. But winning some things just solidified that I was on the right track.
So you said at the time you didn't play anything. What did you eventually learn, and how'd you go about doing that? You got that smile on your face, like you're like, I just said something funny.
No. Well, because I remember going, okay, well, dang it, I got to figure out how to play something, because I can't just, you know, be singing into a tape recorder the rest of my life if I'm going to keep doing this. So
right.
I had gotten a guitar as a graduation gift and wanted to slam it against the wall a handful of times, because I got
the tips
so
of your fingers
frustrated.
Were so painful.
Yes, I'm not very patient with myself. It's not good. So I really kind of dug in and started working on that. And now I play mandolin in the band as well. And
because guitar just didn't have enough strings for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It wasn't hard enough.
It didn't hurt your fingers enough.
I know. Tiny strings, like... man. But now, I mean, obviously built up the calluses and all of that. But
yeah. So what kind of a gear shift was it comparing to your songwriting in California as you were just getting it worked out to then coming to Nashville? Was it just a slight shift, or was it pretty seismic? I mean, what were your experiences once you came here songwriting-wise?
It felt amazing to come here because there was such a community. In LA, everyone's so spread out. So I would write with my buddy Warren, and he lived in Orange County, like South Orange County. And I lived in North LA County, and it was 2 hours. So he'd come up to the house, and we'd write all day long, because that would be the only time we'd get together for, you know, 3 or 4 months. And I actually met a bunch of people through a songwriters expo. And including Jeffrey Steele, amazingly enough.
From Burbank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was very instrumental in kind of getting me here, and a couple other, you know, songwriter friends that I made. And I booked a trip to come to Nashville for 4 weeks.
And 4 weeks? Wow.
I did, yeah. I knew I needed to make the change, make the move. Jeffrey Steele said, I don't tell people to move to Nashville because we have more than enough.
There's no shortage.
Mm-mm. But you need to move to Nashville. And I thought, okay, if he's telling me that, then I've got to really consider this.
Sure.
And I fell in love with it. And so for 6 months, every month, I was here for a week writing, and just jumped, you know?
Wow.
Man.
There you go.
Well, why don't we go ahead and take a break? This segment is brought to you by our friends over at Toyota of Cool Springs.
I love those guys.
I know. That's, we always tell people, if you're looking for a car, go there, because that's the place you don't get jumped on when you walk onto the lot. You know, they're there if you need them, but otherwise they let you look around. And
bring
do your
dogs.
Thing. Yeah.
The receptionist will play with your dogs while you're looking at cars. It's great.
I brought my pet tarantula collection. They did not want to play with it. It's weird. Very weird. But George is the owner. He'll take great care of you when you go there. You can find him on the web at toyotaofcoolsprings.com. And we are going to be back with a whole lot more of Farewell Angelina here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're here with Farewell Angelina. That's a tune of theirs called Shotgun Summer off of their EP. Is it out yet?
Yes.
It is out. Okay. Yep. I didn't want to say it was out. It's on iTunes. Awesome.
Yes.
So we twisted their collective arm.
No, that makes it sound like we're abusive. We just
asked
them.
We asked them very nicely, and they said, well, I don't know.
Let us out.
They said, let me out of here. We said, if you play us a song, we'll let you leave at 9 o'clock. So what do you guys feel like playing?
Well, I think we'll play a song that's on our EP called American Fathers, and we wrote this one with a guy in town who we adore, Mark Beeson.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fantastic
songwriter
and a buddy, and
An American father.
So we are all daddy's girls. We love our dads, and we all have very strong dads, very self-made men. very American fathers. Several of our fathers were in the military. Andrea's dad was a boxer and football player and worked construction his whole life. Of course, having three sisters with four girls, the boxing came in handy.
And it's referenced. And still box each other.
Yeah, right? It's even referenced in our first verse of the song. Nicole's dad worked for a trucking company his whole life until retirement, was in the military. Lisa's dad built oil refineries and lived all over the world. My dad was in the Air Force and worked in the waste management industry. And is first generation American, came from a Greek background. So just again, very self-made men. We wanted to write a song about them, but also all of our American fathers.
Sweet. All right.
What a great song. Wow.
Love that a lot.
Very
nice.
Thank you.
My goodness. Okay. Andrea, I'm going to come back to you here in a little bit, but I got to ask, a 75-city radio tour. holy mackerel. And I will tell you, Nicole and I have been talking back and forth on the Facebooks for a while. And it's like, hey, how about next weekend? Nope, we're in Washington, D.C. How about next week? Nope, we're in California. You guys are just like all over the place. Are there gigs built around the radio stations as well? And for new artists who haven't experienced these for themselves, what are some must-know tips for people doing maybe their first ever radio tour?
Bring cereal bars.
Yes. Yes.
Stop Hanger at Starbucks.
Hanger is real. It's a real thing.
Yes. We all should buy stock in like Kind bars.
Yes.
And
Panera Bread.
Starbucks. Panera.
Starbucks. Starbucks. Yeah.
Okay.
Staples.
They are. We wouldn't survive. We would not have survived without those three things. I'm pretty certain.
Starbucks, Panera.
And cereal bars.
Yeah.
Protein bars.
Protein bars of some sort.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's awesome because you're traveling to all these cities, and oftentimes you get to play listener events at the radio stations. So you're mm-hmm. getting to connect with fans, with program directors, and radio people and radio stations who love music and are really a partner with us. And so it's just a fantastic opportunity to meet a lot of your fans around the country or hopeful soon-to-be fans. And share your music. So it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of travel. So yeah, the Hanger is real part is really real. But it's a great opportunity.
So I think what I hear you saying is there's no food at any of these things.
Oh no, there is no, for the listeners.
For the listeners.
By the time we're done talking with everybody, and you know, we really like to connect with whoever's there. Yeah. So whether
there's
it's
one
radio
slice
folk,
of cold pizza left, right?
Or not.
Or
at
not.
All.
Yeah.
No Panera left.
But you might be hitting like three or four stations a day. So
right.
You're in the car. You're driving a lot. You're flying a lot. So you just never. Sometimes you don't know where your next meal is going to be.
Yes, but I will add that our radio reps at Star Farm are taking very good care of us.
Yes,
Matt
they are.
Corbin,
nicely
Michael
done.
Powers, yeah. Brett Helton, they have been bending over backward for us, and we're very appreciative of them.
Yes.
So
that's for sure.
Wow.
Yes.
As
very
we
cool.
are of the as the label, too, because they've been making sure that we're not like in some kind of, you know, cockroach-infested hotel along
yes.
the side of some
yes.
deserted highway. We've been, you right. know, we've been living it up pretty good. They've been taking care of us.
Not
yes.
that there's yeah. anything wrong with cockroaches.
By the way, this segment's brought to you by Motel 5.
Motel 5.
Not quite Motel 6, but we're happy to have you anyway.
Now, Nicole, you wrote not too long ago one of my favorite Daley and Vincent songs, co-wrote Brothers of the Highway. Tell us about writing that one and how it got to those guys.
Okay, well, that was like in 2005.
See, I thought it was like last week or
no,
something. No,
no.
It feels like it.
Yeah, it was, you know, last week or 2005, one of the two. I'm not sure.
Who's counting?
Who's counting? I was up at Kim Williams, who passed not too
right.
long
rest
ago.
Rest his soul.
The great Kim Williams. I was up at his house. With him and Doug Johnson, and we were writing. And my dad worked for Roadway Express for 32 years. And so, anyway, the song was born called Brothers of the Highway. Not too long after, I guess 2007, we got a call on a Friday night. I will never forget it. Kim Williams called me at my house saying that George Strait had a hold of that song, and they were all down in Key West, and he was kind of like deciding whether he was going to cut that or not. And I got off the phone and freaked out. And then the next day we found out that George Strait cut that song. So it went on his Troubadour record, which was incredible. And then probably, I guess, 3 or 4 years later, then Daley and Vincent
right.
took the same song, made it completely different, completely their own. It was the title track of their last record,
mm-hmm.
and it was the number one bluegrass record for
yeah.
them. The song has had now a third life. There is a truck driver and also just a fantastic singer, Tony Justice, who just cut a duet on Brothers of the Highway with Aaron Tippin.
Oh, wow.
And it's on his record, and he's like in all the Flying J's and all the truck stops, but check that out because it's great. So
well, now you guys are gonna have to cut it and be like daughters of the brothers
of the
highway. Or
there
something.
You go.
Right,
you
know? That's right. Yeah.
Well, Aaron loves trucking. I think he did a whole album of trucking songs a few years back too.
Gotcha.
Aaron Tippin did. So, Yeah, I just that the 75 cities just it wore me out just reading about it. That's just a lot of work.
It's been, you know what? It is a lot of work, but we love it, and it's all kind of a dream come true for us. And so it doesn't seem like work. It seems like we're getting to run out and share music that we love and we care about deeply with people. And we're just getting to meet incredible people on the road and, you know, just experience different shows and, frankly, meet a lot of other artists by doing different radio shows. And that's been a ton of fun. So
that's great.
Awesome.
Now Lauren, you're the newest member, the newest addition.
The newbie.
And currently the favorite member.
I've heard that. I read that.
The favorite member.
Yes, we are definitely in a honeymoon phase, the band. I am milking it for all it's worth, hoping it will stretch.
Well, speaking of honeymoon, is it true that the girls got down on one knee and proposed to you to join the band?
It is true. It is absolutely true. And we have video to prove it, although it's very, very dark. You can hardly see
dark and grainy.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. We,
I'm thankful for that.
Like one of those conspiracy films, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Little creepy.
Slightly creepy.
It is very creepy, but also very flattering and very exciting.
Wow. But you don't usually hear those two words together, you know?
Creepily don't you? Flattering. I know.
No. Yeah. I hear creepy, but never flattering.
Yeah.
So.
We were at the Yellow Porch in Berry Hill, and we went to have dinner, and I went to to powder my nose, and when I came back, all three of them were down on one knee, and a stranger had a cell phone behind them videotaping the entire thing, and it was very kind.
And what did you say?
I think I told them I was a little embarrassed that they were all down on one knee in a public restaurant with everyone looking, but I was also super excited and absolutely.
Oh, you didn't say you'd have to think about it?
It's kind of weird, but really sweet.
Yeah.
I remember I just kept saying, you don't have to answer us right now, but we just want you to know.
We have a gig in an hour, so yeah.
Well, it almost was like that.
Oh, was it?
It was like, hey, so next weekend we have to be in St. Joseph, Missouri, and can you learn about six songs?
And P.S., we're playing for like 15,000 to 18,000 people.
Yeah. It was nuts. We did a Facebook Live event that you could still see on our website and on our Facebook, and it was a crazy awesome crowd. And hello, St. Joe, because we are still getting people saying hello to us
daily.
On our Facebook page daily, and it was so much fun to meet everybody and play music. It was a fantastic entree into the band.
So. Wow,
sweet.
Well, speaking of this website and Facebook you speak of, how do people find you on the interwebs?
Well, our website is farewellangelinamusic.com. You guys can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/farewellangelina. And then we have an Instagram and Twitter, which is farewellamusic, and a Snapchat, which is our newest addition.
Wow. Yeah, farewell. She points to Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Because I have been dubbed the Snapchat person.
You're the only one who knows how to use it.
But the problem is I don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
I have been doing research, but I jokingly tell people, come find us on Snapchat and teach me how to use it.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. So I'm guessing that Angelina is the one that got fired to hire Lauren, said farewell.
That's a Bob Dylan lyric.
To you know the whole Brangelina split,
right?
Absolutely.
Right. Now it's Farewell Brad, right?
Yeah.
But that's not our band name.
You know, it's Farewell Angelina.
Okay.
Back when I had a crush on Brad Pitt, which I don't anymore, but he was kind of like my celebrity crush. If I would have married him, it would have been Mrs. Pitt Witt. That's weird.
Oh, that would have been
awesome.
Great.
That's weird. Yeah.
I love that. It sounds like a grocery store.
Wit hyphen
I'm going
pit.
Down to Pit. Wit.
Wit Pit.
You know? That's a good way to lose your crush.
Yeah. I'm never changing my name.
That's right. Wow. All right. So I guess I'm ignorant of this lyric you speak of, but so it's named. You're named after a lyric. Is that what you just said?
It's a Bob Dylan lyric, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrea actually came up with it.
Yeah, we wanted to do something that was a little bit different, and we love some other bands that are named after songs. So I started looking up, you know, doing this giant like Google list of songs that had women's names in them, and this one was in the list. There were a couple other ones like a Grateful Dead tune. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff, and I brought this a small list of like the 1,000,
right,
to the girls, and it was pretty unanimous. There wasn't really much of a
discussion about
it. And a whole lot of Rosie wasn't available, I guess.
Hey.
No.
Yeah.
My Sharona.
There were a lot that were not available. Yeah. We did joke that, like, we found some that we liked prior to this list, and we'd get real excited, and then we'd go, but it's taken.
Yes.
So, and we all agreed on it, and it was available. Boom. So it was like,
there you go.
Get it,
well,
buy
is
it,
you know, it's a Joan Baez thing, too. Yeah. I think all of our moms have some kind of Joan Baez thing. I had to sing Diamonds and Rust like last Christmas.
Wow.
Which is very long. Many words are in that song.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Just to bring Joan Baez around, I think Zax, who was here the last hour,
right?
I think his first cut was a Joan Baez cut.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Way.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. Uh-huh. This segment was not brought to you by Motel 5. It was actually brought to you by Yes Master.
Yes.
And it's Halloween time, so Yes Master. Yes. What a great, great place to go. Mastering is so important.
It is.
I didn't think it was. When my first project that you said I should master, I was like, why do I need to? Why do I need to do this?
There's got to be some way to make this sound better. You
yeah.
know?
So, right, exactly. But it was just so amazing, the difference. I really fought it, but once I did it, I was like, wow, okay, I get it. It's you've always said it's like pulling cotton out of your ears. Not wrong.
Oh, come on. I was.
Anyways, go to yesmaster.com. They're a fantastic company. You're going to be so happy you used them. Yesmaster.com.
All right. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of Farewell Angelina here on the Music Row Show. So come on back.
Sorry, baby, that it took this long to figure out what was going on. I didn't know that I felt this way. Words can't really say all the things.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're here with Farewell Angelina. That's a tune of theirs called If It Ain't With You.
Give us a little bit more. I want to hear the big Shazam.
The powerhouse vocals.
Yeah, here it comes.
Dance if it ain't with you. I don't wanna fight if this thing ain't true.
I don't wanna run.
I almost feel like I should be on the front of a ship. With my arms. You know? Yes! Exactly. See? The next video. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that could be one of those montages when, you know, in the romantic comedies when they break up and then they have the music montage and they're all walking slowly and suddenly coffee doesn't taste good anymore. Yeah. That could be what's playing.
It's perfect.
Exactly that like that.
Is perfect. That.
Do you hear us, yes. Nora Ephron?
Yes. I like your style.
Wow.
Thank you.
Nicholas Sparks.
Right.
So, Lisa, you've got some Mexico in your background, like Scott and I do, and I'm guessing you heard a lot of popular music, Mexican music, growing up, like we did. And I'm just wondering how that kind of factored into your songwriting taste and your style and all that kind of thing.
Oh man, I really didn't get into Latin music until, well, my dad was living in Colombia,
mm-hmm.
Not Tennessee.
Colombia.
Or,
yeah.
And Bogota and Caracas.
Or not the district of.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like in 10th grade or so for that. And then my freshman year in college, he was in Venezuela.
Okay.
And so he kind of picked up Spanish again. He had forgotten it.
Oh, so you were a little bit more removed from
I
it?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
But through that, I started just kind of paying attention to some of the music, and Shakira was huge at that point, only in the Latin world. So I was listening to that and Franco de Vita and, I don't know, the Latin Kings and stuff like that. I took a flamenco class and...
Wow.
Yeah. So it definitely has always influenced my dancing.
Mm-hmm.
and then... kind of crept into
is that
my
the part where you
well.
Do the they go and take a break in the middle of the show and then you do the dance?
Yes,
so that they
it
can,
is. Yeah, that's the interlude.
Dance solo.
Question is, Lisa, do you really feel like you can teach me, Nicole, how to do flamingo? Is it possible?
I can teach you how to do flamingo, yes, for sure, because okay, you just stand on one leg.
Yeah. Or flamenco is a whole other kind of thing.
With a C. With a C.
Mango.
All right. Come on, Pitwit. Get with the program here.
And by that question, I'm going to go, not sure. But I will give it my all. Okay, you know I will. Nice. There is a, she's referring to a very funny moment we had in, were we in Mississippi?
Mississippi.
And we were at some, at a house doing an event, and we were upstairs getting ready, and somebody turned some music on, and it was amazing. And so I start dancing, and she's like, teach me how to do that. So she, there's this video somewhere of me trying to teach her how to go do salsa. It was hysterical, and it was awesome. So we keep joking that we're going to do like once a week,
yes,
a dance lesson.
A dance lesson.
See, that way she gets a break at those interludes, and you can take over.
That's right.
There you go. Nice.
Now Lauren can do a few pretty awesome moves that That's we have amazing. Seen. One is the cowtail.
Yeah.
Huh.
And she can take it around the world.
The cowtail around the world. It's a global cowtail.
It's, wow. Sounds interesting.
We're like multi-talented it. In this wow. band, let me tell
I have
you.
A cheerleading routine that I put in there. I mean, we incorporated the dance portion, but that wasn't like the big thing. I mean,
yeah. No batons, nothing.
Do we do some stunts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was the flyer.
Okay. Actually, I figured out that those stunts still existed. I was playing with Halfway to Hazzard, and we were opening up for Aldean and McGraw for his Live Your Voice thing back in
That's what we call him too. Aldean and McGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan McGraw.
One of Jason's sound guys had been like a junior Olympian or something and was a male cheerleader and everything. And he was like, we're going to go do partner stunts. So every day we went out to, and I had not done that. Like I was on a girls cheerleading squad. So they were, you know,
right,
multiple people at the bottom of things.
Yeah, pyramids.
Yeah. And so, I tell you what, there is a much different feeling when it's just you and one dude.
Don't I know it. All right, let's take
On
a break.
That note, let's take a break.
That's what she said.
We're going to be back with a whole lot more Farewell Angelina here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Farewell Angelina. And if you're thinking, boy, that song sounds familiar, that's American Father. And they just sang that here a few minutes ago.
They did.
Live and in person.
I'm wondering, writing and picking songs out for four-part harmony, I've never consciously tried writing specifically for vocal group. It's different, isn't it? I mean, what's important to you guys as you're hearing songs for y'all?
I think, you know, the topics are always important to us. We love real lyrics, something that we feel like is going to hit a lot of people at the heart. And it is hard. It's difficult to write songs that make sense, that are hit songs, mm-hmm, that are great for vocal bands. But we all sing lead. So, you know, it's something that was very important to us. And each song, we kind of, like, after it's written, then we kind of figure out who should be the lead vocalist for each song, and mm-hmm, and it's been fairly easy with this group. It just seems like certain songs gravitate towards, mm-hmm, certain people. So,
but melodically, when you're picking songs, I mean, for that type of group with the four-part harmonies, do you like, you know, long soaring notes or notes that are held out a long time, or what works for what type of melody works for your situation?
Well, I mean, I think all of it works because we are an up-tempo band. I mean, live, there's a ton of energy on stage. We're running around, and so we love those.
Dancing.
Clearly. Yeah. Right, clearly. we love those up-tempo, fun songs. Our next single, which is releasing October 17th, is the ballad off of our EP. And I would say that's longer, slower, beautiful melody. So. Mm-hmm.
Is that If It Ain't With You?
If It Ain't With You,
okay,
yeah.
That's right. Well, which was just got it had its radio debut, or was it earlier this week?
Yes.
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yes.
You just couldn't wait two more days. You couldn't wait
They're
two
very
more
impatient.
Days for
yeah.
us.
We I don't know if you... Yeah.
That's okay.
And actually, yes, so are we. We would love another song from
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, we would.
Oh, great. Well, cool. I think we'll do that one. So I wrote the song with Phil Barton, another good buddy of mine in town. So, y'all, we're super excited about this coming out October 17th.
That it took this long to figure out what was going on. I didn't know that I felt this way. Words can't really say all the things that you mean to me, all the beautiful that I see. You're my everything, honestly. I don't
so pretty.
Thank man, you, oh man.
So pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
That is really awesome. So you play fiddle as well, right, Nicole?
Yes.
So I'm guessing on stage you guys both, you guys have both fiddles going.
We do.
How tough is that to make room for two of the same instrument and not step on each other? And how does all that work out?
Oh,
do you arm wrestle for it? Or
no, it's really easy. It just kind of depends on what everyone's playing for a certain song. We usually kind of decide the instrumentation. And,
okay.
You know, everyone plays a few different things. I play mandolin as well. Lisa's got a couple. Everybody's got a couple instruments.
Okay.
So
you're basically a bunch of show-offs is what you're saying.
Yes. You nailed it.
Okay.
But we
I
close
see.
Our shows with, well, I mean, we do a lot of twin fiddle stuff, too.
I love twin fiddle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
And we close our show with a big...
It is big. I do. We do joke that we're bringing fiddle back. Like people will say that, and then we'll say times two.
Times two.
I like that.
Let's see here. How much time do we have? Oh, we have a minute. Okay, that's it. It went by so quickly. Oh, you know what? Let's do this. Where are you playing next? Let's do some plugging with a minute left.
Yes. Okay. So we are playing October 15th at Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing at Lindbergh's Tavern in Springfield, Missouri on October 16th. And then October 21st, we're playing the Mullet Festival. We're opening for Chase
Fish,
Bryant.
Not hair.
Nice.
Oh. Well, that's not as exciting then.
And then the 22nd of October, we're playing the Sal Fest on 30A.
The what fest?
The Sal Fest.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
S-A-L-L.
Shine a Little Love Fest.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. You said Sal. And
I did too. Sal, S-O-W. Really?
Sal.
From Mullet Fish to Sal.
To Sal. And the website again?
FarewellAngelinaMusic.com.
And Facebook?
Facebook.
Forward Splash.
Yes.
Forward Splash.
Facebook.com.
Dive on in.
Forward Splash. Farewell
right.
Angelina.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. I know you playing anywhere this week?
You know what? I second time I got asked that today. No, I'm not playing anywhere this week.
Oh.
Last week
what
all
about
over the place.
You, Scott?
This
well,
week,
I am.
So
I'm in Memphis. I'm at the Green Beetle on Tuesday and a place called The Warehouse on Thursday doing a... Meals on Wheels, big Feed the Souls event.
Nice.
Yeah, with Glenn.
So
with Glenn Mitchell's going to join me on Thursday.
Cool.
You guys know
Glenn. Memphis. You've been warned.
That's right. All right.
Well, thanks for joining us again, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Farewell Angelina.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.